Well, it is a great day to have chef extraordinaire, TV chef Charmaine Broughton back on the phone. Char, it is that season. I know Kate in the afternoon is pumped about it. She walked in wearing carrying like 17 mugs today. Three of them were filled with pumpkin spice, and you've got some great recipes for us.
I sure do. Kate and I should be like best pumpkin spice friends. I think she'll herself and all of the listeners will love all the recipes that I am going to share today. Starting with homemade pumpkin spice, because you can buy pre-made pumpkin spice. But you know what? Making your own is just a great excuse to use up all of those spices hiding in the back of your pantry. So to make your own pumpkin spice, you're just going to need some ground cinnamon, ground ginger, some ground nutmeg, ground cloves, ground cardamom, and allspice. You just mix them all together, put them in a little mason jar, and you've got your own pumpkin spice ready to go to use in all of your recipes.
Wait a minute. There's no actual pumpkin?
Well, I have to be truthful. So I love pumpkin and pumpkin spice. So in the recipes that I'm sharing, I do add pure pumpkin puree.
Perfect.
Just because I love the combination together.
Perfect, Char. Sorry, I had to ask.
Yeah, no. It's a very good question. So let's start with a savory pumpkin spice recipe, and that's my pumpkin spice white bean dip. This is such a great recipe. It uses nothing but pantry staples, which I'm all about. So you're going to take a can of white beans, drain and rinse them, add them to your food processor, add in some pure pumpkin puree, a little bit of tahini, a little bit of cider vinegar, some minced fresh ginger, some garlic, salt, pepper, some of that pumpkin spice, some olive oil. You're going to buzz it all up, and you've got this great nutrient-dense, savory pumpkin spice dip. It's great for dipping veggies or flatbreads. And it's also a perfect spread to put on those leftover turkey sandwiches come Thanksgiving.
That sounds amazing.
And I have all the recipes up on my website. So if listeners are wondering about like what amounts and so on, I've got all of the specific recipes up on my website, which is charmainbroughton.com.
And we'll share a link to your website at mystraffordnow.com.
Perfect. And then from pumpkin spice white bean dip to pumpkin spice coconut muesli. This is a fabulous recipe. Again, nothing but pantry staples. You're going to take some oats, some dried fruit. I like to use dried cranberries, some toasted coconut flakes, some green pumpkin seeds, a little bit of flax, chia, and hemp seed to keep us all regular, some Greek yogurt, some more pumpkin puree, a little bit of orange juice, some maple syrup and vanilla, and then, of course, some of that pumpkin spice, a little bit of salt, and some chopped up apples. You're going to stir it all together. Let it sit overnight, and you've got this fabulous, great, flavorful, nutrient-dense breakfast that the whole family can enjoy, incorporating that pumpkin spice. This is also a great recipe for kids to munch on after school, like a great, healthy after-school snack. And, you know, it's very economical as well. Do we have time for one more?
Absolutely, Char. Let's make it one more.
Perfect. So my ginger-studded pumpkin spice blondies, because we all need a stud in our life.
Especially a ginger one.
Yes, that's it. Hey, Kev, wink, wink.
Absolutely.
So these are great. They're just a yummy, chewy bar. And, you know, maybe come Thanksgiving or this fall, if you don't want to be rolling pie pastry and making a pumpkin pie, you can make these blondies or orangies, I call them, because they are orange. And it's one bowl, and again, pantry staple item. So for this, you're going to take some butter, some brown sugar, some eggs, vanilla, pure pumpkin puree, some flour, of course, some of the pumpkin spice, some salt, some chopped white chocolate chips, and some finely chopped candied ginger. Stir it all together, put it into your 8x8-inch square baking pan, bake it off for about 30 minutes, and then when it comes out of the oven and you chill it, you're going to drizzle it with white chocolate and sprinkle it with some candied ginger and pumpkin seeds, and you've got these chewy, delicious pumpkin spice blondies that there's no doubt your whole gang will enjoy and devour.
That, again, sounds amazing, Char. So if people want these recipes and they're interested in other recipes you might have, where can they find those?
Yeah, so the listeners can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com, and if anyone is interested in my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life, it is available on Amazon, but it's also available at Fanfare Books in Stratford at 92 Ontario Street. So head on over and support your local small business and cookbook author all at the same time.
Fantastic, Char. Thank you so much for joining us. You can get Char's recipes, find her website on the link at mystratfordnow.com.